Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. So the proposal for the paragraph would be to keep to make the changes that Mr. Fife suggested to the second sentence, which basically says the other authentic language versions, which set forth a relatively narrower understanding of the term subsidiary than a broader delete ordinary broader understanding, which also became associated with the English term, further confirm that both judicial decisions and teachings differ in their nature from and are subordinate to the formal sources of law, and the rest of the sentence will continue as we have it there. And then, in other words, judicial decisions, treaties, international custom, and if Mr. Galindo would be happier if we put international custom in quotes, because it comes from the statute, I'm all for it, but the idea there was really to express it the way Article 28.1 says. So international custom and general principles of law. So that's fine. I hope that takes care of that. And then the last issue that we were just discussing was to accommodate the concern of Mr. Oyarzabal, where in the last sentence, deleting the word secondary, it only appears once, and we'll substitute it and say auxiliary. Thank you very much. I hope that's clear enough.